About half of all restaurants in BC are struggling just to make ends meet. The 2023 annual report from Restaurants Canada says about 34% of all restaurants in the country are losing money, while another 17% are just breaking even. That's significantly higher than numbers prior to the pandemic. Skyrocketing food costs, insurance and wages are driving down the bottom line even as the industry brings in more money than it did prior to the pandemic. Figures released in the report indicate sales in 2023 will reach $110 billion, up from $100 billion a year ago and $95 billion in 2019. Ian Tostenson, president and CEO of the BC Restaurant and Food Service Association, says numbers in BC are comparable to those nationally. "It's so disappointing we're in this situation," said Tostenson. "I think the report said in March food inflation was 9% and restaurant prices went up 6%, so we're going backwards. We can't control the commodity pricing side, but what we can control are issues to give the business owners some breathing room." Tostenson says the provincial and national associations are lobbying both senior levels of government to help the industry as it continues to try and recover from the effects of the pandemic. "Extend the SABA loans, repayment, not just for restaurants but for all small business who are in the same boat with a lack of profitability. Give us some breathing space." In terms of the provincial government and municipalities, they have to rethink some environmental issues and regulations. "Just leave us alone, we're responsible, we'll do the right thing, but we just need some breathing room right now." He adds the province also needs to accelerate the industry's access to skilled foreign workers. Aside from inflationary pressure, the industry is still dealing with a shortage of workers. Tostenson says typically about 15% of restaurants fail for one reason or another each year. He expects that number to greatly increase this year. Tostenson says restaurants continue to be busy, although customers have been adjusting their menu choices and many are spending less. He asks people to continue to support restaurants as they work their way back.